You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. The Federal Trade Commission recently reached a settlement with WW International. You might know the company better as Weight Watchers. The FTC and the Department of Justice accused WW of illegally collecting data from children as young as 8 without their parents' permission through a weight loss app called Curbo. Data like what the kids ate and their exercise habits. In addition to fining WW $1.5 million, the FTC also ordered the company to, quote, destroy any algorithms derived from the data. Kate Kay is a staff writer covering AI and data for the website Protocol. I asked her what it means to destroy an algorithm.
As we understand it, it means removing algorithmic systems or algorithms or machine learning models that have been built using data that was gathered through deceptive means. That's the simple description that is we think it means in terms of how the FTC is, you know, defining it.
I'm curious about this. So the FTC orders these companies to not only delete the data they've collected, but also potentially the algorithm attached to it. But how do they enforce that?
That's a very good question. We don't really know. All we know with a lot of these settlements is that the FTC requires companies to keep compliance reports. It doesn't really say much beyond that. So people who nitpick around this language and try to understand what it all means, people like me, are wondering what that means. There's a kind of second story here in how a company would technically actually delete ill-gotten data and the algorithmic systems built with it. It's an extremely complex process. A lot of times these things are really intertwined throughout lots of processes, and the data might be replicated or it might be distributed in all sorts of ways. And so how does the FTC really know outside of just, hey, company, submit us a report every year? But we don't really know.
How effective is this type of penalty compared to, say, a huge monetary penalty?
Well, I mean, a lot of people who look at this stuff suggest that the monetary penalties are considered by companies to be the cost of doing business. So in other words, this is a risk. We're willing to accept the risk. It's just something they factor in again. And so this, some people think, is a real deterrent because data and algorithmic systems built with it are how just about any business of a certain size kind of operates and builds products and services. So these things are intertwined throughout the entire process of a company, potentially. So disentangling it is difficult, but it's also something that, because it touches so many things, it's not just like paying off a fine. It's something that can affect their entire business.
Kate Kay is a writer at Protocol. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.